Welcome to On Football. I'm Rob Motti. We're down to 8 teams in the running for the Super Bowl. Only 8 got a chance to lift the Vince Lombardi trophy. We will break down all of the NFL divisional round games in pro picks coming up. Our guest this week, LA Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford. Matthew last week was named first team Associated Press All-Pro for the first time in his 17-year NFL career. He had a very cool reaction when I shared the news with him. So did Puka Nacua, Will Anderson, and a bunch of other guys. If you missed it, check out my social, AP Social. All of those reactions, very cool. It's always great to see guys react to wonderful news. Matthew Stafford is the only one of the 8 remaining starting quarterbacks in the playoffs who has actually won a Super Bowl, but no one has more pressure than Josh Allen. Last week in Jacksonville on the road, he willed the Bills to victory. He kept getting knocked down, took a physical beating, and carried them to the finish line, got the W, and this week they're on the road against Denver. We'll break down that game coming up. But for whatever reason, it seems that Josh Allen is held to a higher standard. A lot of analysts, especially former players, are so eager to see him fail, and they want to put all of Buffalo's hopes squarely on Josh Allen. So if receivers drop the ball, running backs fumble, defense gives up 50 points, they're ready and eager to blame Josh Allen for the loss. Football is the ultimate team sport, and while the quarterback and someone of the magnitude of Josh Allen is going to have a lot of input in how the game plays out, it's still a team sport, and you got to wait to see how it plays out before you dish out the blame for a loss that didn't even occur. It just doesn't make any sense. Matthew Stafford had his best season at age 37. I spent a few minutes chatting with him last week about being a first-team All-Pro, playing for Coach Sean McVay, and more. I'm down here in Tampa, so I got to see the tail end of Tom Brady. What he did at 43, 44, 45. What you did this year at 37 is right up there with the greatest seasons of all time.
I appreciate that.
What's it take to be able to get that done, man?
Great teammates, to be honest with you. A lot of hard work and dedication to try and keep myself upright and out there for those guys, because that's who I care about. But I'm lucky to play with a bunch of great players that, help me along the way, make my job easy. And my job is just to get them the rock and as best I possibly can. So it's been a whole lot of fun, a lot of people involved in keeping me healthy and going. But it's been a great year. It's been fun.
How much do you appreciate playing for a guy like Coach McVay?
I love it. He's close in age to me. We got a lot of great shared experiences now throughout the years, and my appreciation for him is huge. I love playing for him, love getting to spend time with him, love the way he coaches our team, me in particular, everybody. He's as steady of a human being as I've been around, and I appreciate that about him.
Listen, I know you're all about team goals and you're trying to win another Super Bowl, but do you set time aside at all? Are you able to reflect about the personal things, the personal accomplishments? Is there any, like, you want to check off, check this, I did this, I got that, you know, anything like that?
I think I'm just so in the middle of it right now, there's so much to do and so much to accomplish as a team. I really want to keep my focus on that. Obviously, I do understand and appreciate, the importance of this game and what it's meant throughout the years and the history of it. But at the same time, I just want to do everything I can to be the best teammate I can and help our guys continue this journey, because it has been so fun. We got such a great group. I want to make sure that, I do everything in my power to make sure that we get to come back to work next week and do it again.
How special would an MVP be if that were to happen?
It would mean a lot. I think it'd be an unbelievable team award. Because especially the way I play the game of quarterback, I'm not running around holding the ball for forever. I'm getting it to guys that are making great plays and doing unbelievable things. So, so many guys to thank if that ever did happen. But it's a special one. It's one that means a lot. I understand the history of this game and so many great players before me, and to be mentioned in any kind of breath with those guys would mean a lot.
Well, Matthew, here's one you don't have to wait on. We're going to announce on Saturday the Associated Press All-Pro rosters. You are the first team quarterback.
Oh, hell. That is that's amazing. I appreciate that. I did not know that was coming. Played a lot of years. A lot of respect for this game, a lot of respect for the other guys in that do what I do. It's not an easy thing to do, so means a lot. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Matthew. Good luck, man. Good luck this week. Good luck down the road, and hope to see you maybe in San Francisco.
Hey, I appreciate it, Rob. Thanks, man.
Time for some pro picks. We were 5-1 straight up last week, 4-2 against the spread. My best bet won, didn't cover. Upset special was money again. The four-pack was a two-pack last week because I just didn't love the games. This week, we're back to a full four-pack, which is 53-20-1 overall, 45-28-1 against the number. Let's start with the best bet. And again, I'm looking at the LA Rams, 13-5 at Chicago. The Bears are 12-6. The Rams are 3.5-point road favorites. Matthew Stafford had a rally LA after they blew a 14-0 lead against Carolina in a game that shouldn't have been that close. Ended up winning 34-31. The Rams are going to need a better effort out of their defense. Over the last five games, LA has averaged giving up 30 points. Meanwhile, the Bears are the comeback kids. They were down 21-3 at halftime against Green Bay. Caleb Williams led them to their seventh fourth quarter comeback win this year. They just can't continue to do that. You've got to play a full four-quarter game, or else at some point it's going to catch up to you, and I think that's this week. I'm taking the Rams 30-23. For my upset special, which they are 14-5 straight up, 15-4 against the spread this season, I'm looking at Houston at New England. Texans are 13-5. Patriots are 15-3. New England is a 3-point favorite. Houston has the number one defense in the NFL, and they showed it against Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Ended Mike Tomlin's coaching career in Pittsburgh, dominated that game, scored two touchdowns on defense. They have an all-pro edge rusher in Will Anderson Jr. Their cornerback, Derek Stingley, is an all-pro. They just need CJ Stroud to protect the football this week, and I think he will. The Patriots also, last week against the Chargers, they relied on defense. They won 16-3. They shut down Justin Herbert. Drake May led the team in rushing. He had a great season in his second year in the NFL. They're going to need him to be outstanding, elite, against this defense, against Houston, the best in the NFL. I see the Texans sneaking in 17-16. Next, the Saturday games. Buffalo 13-5 at Denver 14-3. Broncos are just a 1-point favorite. Josh Allen, as I said earlier, he did everything last week. Now he's going to face the number two defense in the NFL. He's going to need more help from his teammates. Rushing champion James Cook had only 46 yards against Jacksonville. He's got to get going this week. The Broncos, they're also stacked on defense. They've got an all-pro in the interior of the line, Zach Allen. Nick Benito on the edge is a monster. Patrick Surtain at cornerback was the defensive player of the year last year. They had 68 sacks, franchise record this season. On offense, Bo Nix, they've also been comeback kids. He's led seven fourth quarter comebacks. He's going to go against the NFL's number one pass defense, but the Broncos are the number one seed. They were home. They were off last week. Meanwhile, the Bills played on Sunday. They got a little bit of a shorter rest. I like the Broncos 24-22. Lastly, San Francisco 13-5 at Seattle 14-3. The Seahawks are 7.5-point favorites. It's the third time these two teams meet. They played for the NFC's number one seed in week 18 in San Fran. Seattle won that 13-3. 49ers beat the Seahawks earlier in the season on the road. Last week, the Niners lost George Kittle and still found a way to beat the Eagles, eliminate the defending Super Bowl champions. Christian McCaffrey had two touchdowns. Brock Purdy made all the plays. They keep losing star players, whether it's Nick Bosa and Fred Warner earlier in the season, and they continue to find ways to be resilient, to win, to be in this position. Meanwhile, Seattle, number one seed, they were off last week, they're at home. They're going to need Sam Darnold not to make any mistakes. The Niners have to make Sam Darnold beat them. They've got to try and shut down that run and put it all on Sam Darnold. I do not like the fact that the 49ers played a Sunday game on the East Coast and now have to play on a Saturday. Terrible decision making by the NFL schedule makers. They could have put Seattle and San Fran on Sunday because the Bears and the Rams played on Saturday. So they get an extra day rest and the 49ers get the shaft. I think all of those injuries, the travel, the time, everything catches up to them. I'm taking the Seahawks 23-20. That's it for this week. Thank you to Matthew Stafford. Thank you for watching and listening to On Football. And thank you to Haya Pinjwani and Mike Hempen for producing this episode. Please check out apnews.com for all of the pro picks, On Football analysis, and more NFL news.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.